This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. At both the state and federal level and across party lines, there is strong support for increasing teacher pay. Laws have been proposed and passed in a lot of states. President Biden called for better teacher pay in his State of the Union last month. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders in the Republican response did the same. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has the history of that low teacher pay and whether it might actually change now.
Public school teachers have been underpaid since public education started here in the late 1800s. Economist Silvia Allegretto with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says that's when women began to be recruited for these jobs.
Women, we couldn't even get college degrees. We weren't in college. And they knew that they could save money by hiring women.
In addition, Allegretto points out, women had fewer work options than men and cost less to hire. That wage gap has persisted for all teachers. She finds they're paid, on average, 23.5% less than other educated workers who are choosing other professions.
Even ones who want to become teachers often say they're not going to be because they know they're going to fall further and further behind.
Now, as schools struggle to hire, at least two dozen states and Congress have either proposed or enacted laws to increase teacher pay in the past couple of years. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Molly Gold, a senior policy specialist there, says the increases vary.
I mean, it differs tremendously by state, wide range. I would say that there's definitely movement towards the upper end of that scale.
But Gold says it's also important for states to invest in teacher training. She used to be a high school English teacher herself and says a lot of students came to her with personal issues, sometimes related to trauma.
You know, I felt honored to, like, be someone that they trusted enough to talk to about that, but did I necessarily have training on how to really counsel these kids coming to me with these things? No, and it's hard to, you know, take that on as well.
These kinds of experiences prove the teaching profession isn't just about subject matter expertise. And it's one of the reasons why economist Silvia Allegretto says these jobs should be highly compensated. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.